The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show, Friday. Fan Fun Phone Friday. You're looking live at Tostitos, a very busy, bustling Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is 64 degrees. The high today is 68. The low tonight is 55. And in Miami, it's 74 with a high of 74 and a low of 67. And in Buffalo, it's 38 degrees with a low of 24. We are a two-man band today to start the show. I'm not even going to attempt to be. You want to attempt to be Jesse?
No. When Jesse get here, we will restart the show. But right now, we're going to take calls, right?
We're going to take calls.
Because you did not set the doctor's appointment. So we're not going to waste around.
Y'all got people on social media giving me a time now.
Thank you.
Each and every day, the show is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
We need you to show up this week, Cooks.
Yes, sir. Kurt is out today. He is doing family things, but we have his prediction and his pod pick. Jesse's running a little bit late. He got hung up at the trailer park on the way into work. We told him to leave that stuff alone until after the show. So we're going to take calls, Nate and I. And I am very festive today.
Yes, you are,
I wasn't going to miss an opportunity to wear the only ugly Christmas sweat. Well, I have a couple, but this is the last day to wear it. It's 65 degrees outside, and I'm wearing a sweater and a wool hat.
And he got on pajamas.
These are actually dress pants. Look,
them dress pants, well, they must be wooled together pants by a family of elderly ladies. You know what I'm saying?
I got a sport coat and matches it.
Hey, Mama Gross, those little things, I ate one, and I went over to get my truck serviced, and these guys cleaned me out. I said, try this, and they just like
they
10 guys.
Did they really? Sand dollars?
Yeah, they was like, wow.
Were they good?
They're like, who made these? I said, I don't know, man. It's some lady that I work with, her son on the show, Mama Gross, and, you know, I call them little biscuits. They had a name for them. I'm like, these little crunchy biscuits.
They were good?
Yeah. Oh, they were good.
They wiped them out, though?
They wiped them out. I they're like, what's in the bag? I'm like, don't worry about what's in the bag. You eat this here. Yeah. I went home and sat them on the rest of the cinnamon buns, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mother Gross.
There you go. Thanks, Mom. I might have to come out of the sweater next segment. This thing's hot. All right, Chris, do we have any calls?
We do, actually.
888-855-2297. Give us your prediction when you call in. Who do we have on the phone, Chris?
We have Claude in Texas.
Claude, what's up, my brother?
What's going on, fellas, man? Hey, Shannon, Nate.
Yes.
Kurt, man, happy to be here. Jesse, I forgot about you, dog. Hey, first and foremost, I have one question, and then I'll give you my prediction.
All right. Okay.
Nate, because I'm an O-line coach, middle school O-line coach, and D-line coach. When I'm watching the Cowboys, is there like a philosophical difference on how they teach how to run stuff as far as like being linemen not going up the field? You know, you press into your man, stay in your gap until they come to you, or if that's something wrong on my end?
No, if you're teaching getting your hands in the middle, getting your hands basically to one side, depending on which gap they're responsible for. If you're two gap, right, let's use the center. If you're two gap and you got both A gaps, you get your hands, you bend your knees, you bend your hips, you fire off the ball. As soon as that ball moves, you fire off and get your hands inside, and you put pressing back and you read from there. Get your hands in his chest and press and read from that point. If you're got a certain side, and we're using the center here, and you say you to the right of the center, you got that A gap, and you press him from that point. If he try to reach you, you knock him back. If he try to get inside of you, you press him down. But that is your one A gap that you're dealing with. That's the difference. That is different. Whether you teach forearm, shiver, whether you teach hands inside, that is the deal. If you're over the guard and you're on the outside eye of either guard, that guard go down, you squeeze. Yep. If that guard pulls, all of a sudden you take a step, you can either teach him to go with the guard down the line of scrimmage. That means he may have to fight through a tackle or through a center, depending on which way he's going. Or you teach him to sit in the hole and let the linebacker read from that point. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's but as long as everybody lines up, if you got your guy in a three technique over either guard and you teaching him to stay home, don't make sure the rest of the defense lines up with that guy. Because that means the defensive end may have the C gap, which is outside of the tackle, and you got your linebacker running into that B gap. You see what I'm saying? Because they got to line up. A, B, and C got to be covered. That's where the Cowboys go wrong at. All of a sudden, the nose guard want to take off up the field, give up the A gap. Now your linebacker got A gap and B gap, and you don't hung your defensive end ain't got a shot because he ain't going to get across the face of the tackle to get down in the A or B gap. So this is where you have lane responsibility. It's just simple A, B, C. Whether it's three, you know, some people go odd and even, and it's three gap, one gap, three gap, five gap, seven, nine. You got all gaps have to be covered regardless of what you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's a pass rush, you still have certain lanes that you stay in depending on how great the quarterback is. If you got a pure drop back, can't run a tap quarterback, then you can break some of these rules when you pass rush. But like the Cowboys have not understood the last few games, they break these rules, and we got running quarterbacks we played against, and it hurts us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing from them. So that's why I asked that question. Great. So my prediction for the game,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like Nate. Cowboys by one. I don't even care what score it is.
Yeah, you got to win.
Cowboys by one. Where are you from, Claude?
Arlington.
All right.
You know what I've been hearing a lot from the other shows? And it just makes me laugh. Oh, the Cowboys never lose two in a row. And then they ask the guys, well, who do you pick to win? Miami. I'm like, come on, man.
This team here, I especially like that Shanahan scheme, like this is the wrong team for us to play. No offense. Because we have trouble stopping the run with the eye candy, the motion, the way they hit, they attack us with the gap schemes. Just the way they run the ball over there in Miami is just, we don't do well with run defense versus Shanahan's running schemes.
You know, it comes down to discipline, my friend. It comes down to discipline, and that starts with Michael Parsons. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how great a player he is. I really don't care. Only thing I care about is winning. And when you get into December, we're 1-1. We need to be at the worst 3-2. 4-1 would be perfect. Don't lose games and you look back and say, did I do the right thing to help my team win? Or what did I do what I want to do and help my team struggle into the playoffs? Hey, man, thanks for the call, my friend.
No problem. Thank y'all, man. Y'all have a blessing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Claude. Chris, do we have anyone else on the phone?
Yes, we do. We have George in California.
George in CA. What's up, George?
That's cracking. What's going on, Big Nate?
Hey, how you doing,
Merry
sir?
Merry Christmas to all of you.
You too.
Hey, I'm out here in California. It got cold, so I decided I'm going to stay home, drink some coffee, and smoke some weed. I got me a good blunt, and I got me a good prediction for you.
Okay, my brother, go with it. Which one you want to do first? Hey. Fire that up or drink that coffee? What you want to do first?
Hey, I got me some black coffee with lots of sugar, like my women. Big, black, sweet, and strong.
Okay, what's your prediction?
Anyways, we're about to go fishing out there and catch us a little bit of that, you know, Florida fish.
Right.
I really believe that we can beat these boys. I really do. We got a good record coming off of a loss like that. So I really believe we can do something out there. And two, I just don't think, well, I am almost certain that offensive line cannot keep up with our defensive line. And that's what I'm hoping, that that defensive line of ours can beat up that beaten up Dolphins offensive line.
Okay.
My prediction is I don't see a high scoring game. I'm gonna go 17-10 or 17-14. No more 17-14. Cowboys win by three.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, George. Appreciate the call, man. All right, man.
Get somewhere and relax now.
You think this is going to be a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game? Because I could see it going either way.
Shannon, I'm with you, and I feel you, and I see that you are all over the place with that outfit you got on. But I still just need this to be one. When you go on the road in December, you have to just win, and you have to play clean. And you got to win the game. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
I don't see this team this late in the season getting pushed around 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
I think they're going to fix – I don't think they're going to get bullied this game.
Okay.
If they get
right.
– now, they may run for 200 yards.
Oh, no, stop. Make up your mind.
No. If they run for 200 yards, right. I think it's going to be a scheme thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to – they got bullied in Buffalo. They got pushed around. They got washed out. I like to feel that this team has enough character and enough – dog in them,
right?
Where they're not going to let that happen 2 weeks in a row.
And the way you dress, you want me to take you serious?
No. Just don't make eye contact.
Okay.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't scratch your leg.
Don't scratch my leg. Should we take another call while we wait on Jesse, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. We got Justin in Lubbock.
Justin Lubbock, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Man, I am living a lifelong dream of being able to talk to Z. Nate Newton.
How you doing, sir? Good to hear your voice.
We are a family of linemen, and when I call my dad after this and tell him that I just talked to Nate Newton on the phone, he's going to want to kill me.
Yeah, pull the show up. Pull the show up to prove it to him.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just had a quick question, Mr. Nate.
Yeah.
What was your overall evaluation of Bass when he went in for Martin?
I like T.J.
Really
Bass.
Well.
I bragged on him all during training camp. Him and God, what's the other guy named? Chris, help me out. The guy we drafted, the tackle guard.
Richards.
Yes, I've bragged on these guys. I've liked their work ethic. The thing that scares you is new guys coming into the system, into the NFC, like the physical like it is. You know, you either play them a lot or you have to not play them at all until injury pops up. But T.J. Bass has always been one of my guys that came out of training camp that I really, really like. And if I feel comfortable. I tell you this, I feel comfortable. If Martin doesn't play, I feel comfortable. I feel a lot better than him. Then I do Edoga if Terrence Smith don't play. I really do.
Yes, sir. That was what I was thinking too. Just for the simple fact of the physicality that he brings.
Yes, yes.
I think the physicality that he brings, he is a drop off for Martin, but the physicality is still there.
I tell you what, man, we're going to need it because Wilkerson got 8 sacks, number 94. He gets sacks to do his dance, bro. And then you got Zach Zeeler. This dude a beast, too. He got, I think, 6 or 7 sacks. So this team got 48 sacks, man, and they're built just like the Cowboys. They're built to get a lead and come after you.
Yes, sir. Well, again, I appreciate you guys. Cowboys are going to win. This team doesn't lose 2 in a row.
So okay.
Just win by one, and hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, man, I'm glad to see somebody lining up, man. You can't say the Cowboys don't win, don't lose 2 in a row, then turn around and have the Miami Dolphins win. And I just can't believe guys would even put that together like that. Yeah, come on, let's go. Whatever you want to do.
Zach Martin participated in the walkthrough today. Tyron Smith did not.
Well, you know, the big thing is on Saturdays.
Right. They call it the ramp up. Is that what they call the ramp up?
Yes. Is I'm correcting that, Chris Beam?
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, have you been back in the studio back there? Seen all the gifts Chris got today?
Oh, man. We got, oh, hey, get
whoa,
Chris.
Whoa,
I got Chris. Yeah.
Whoa.
Chris, how you get all the gifts, man?
Yeah. No, I've got 3 gifts today. One was from my brother.
So. Wow.
And you got candy?
Okay. You got cinnamon buns.
You know how many gifts I got today? Zero.
He gave his own self a gift, and then when people saw what he had on, they went the other way. They didn't believe it was Shannon. When I first saw him, I was like, who is that dude?
Straight home after this and changing clothes. If I make it through this.
I thought you were going to a Christmas party after this.
No, I did the orders just for the show.
So you want to break and go to a break and wait for Jesse? How you want
we
to do
we have another
this?
Caller.
Oh, let's do another caller.
Yeah.
Let's go. Antoine in Maryland.
Hey, Antoine.
What's up?
What's up, fellas, man? Merry Christmas.
You
Merry
too, man.
Merry Christmas, sir.
So I'm going to try to make it quick. So last time when we played the Eagles, I had a dream a couple days before.
Right.
We had beat them, you know what I mean? Jalen Hurts had threw two picks. He ain't throw the picks, but we got three turnovers, you know what I mean? Right. And they had Shaq Leonard. And this was before they had Shaq Leonard. I had that dream.
Right.
So I had another dream.
Uh-oh.
And we was getting the ball ran down our throat to the point where I had to coach him up and tell him what to do. And I was yelling at Micah and everything. So I'm not feeling good, man. Most of the time when I had dreams like that, they kind of come true.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why I don't play the lottery.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? So I don't feel good about it, man. And what we got to do, if we do win, is bigger than stopping the run, man. We got to start with the penalties, man. Every year, we always top in the league in penalties, and I can't wait till that changed. So my prediction is 31-13 Miami.
Ooh, 31-13 Miami.
Well, what did you eat before you go to bed that night? I mean, what did you eat?
I work at night, so maybe that has something to do with
okay.
it.
Thanks, Antoine.
So I sleep during the day.
Okay.
Right, so.
Merry Christmas. You throw it off, bro. You throw it off. All right. Merry Christmas, man.
Do you
man.
Have bad dreams when you eat late at night?
Nah, man. I sleep like a baby. Man.
It messes me up.
Yeah. Well, what do you eat? I mean, sweets?
No, anything. Like, if I just eat late at night, like, you know, I go out and have a few cold beverages and, you know, you get the munchies when you get home.
Right.
Throw one of those $1.50 frozen pizzas in the oven. I hope you don't fall asleep on the couch and you know, it turns into that charred brick in the morning. Anytime I eat late, now even if I'm, you know, not out late, like if I eat right before I go to bed, mm-hmm. I sleep good.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
I don't know what's talking to me. I'm trying to see you, Shannon. But
it's a lot going on. Yeah. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, maybe Jesse will be here, maybe not, but we'll take some more phone calls on Hanging with the Boys.
The Boys. Hanging. What are you?
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com.
Blockchain.
Thank you, Blockchain.com. And we've got more people on the phones. Chris, who do we have?
We got Costas in New Jersey.
Costas, been a while, man. How you been?
I'm good, Shannon. How have you been?
I've been wonderful, man. Thanks for asking.
Yes. I got a half a day today. Christmas break is coming up, so I got a chance to call in. I always catch you guys later on.
Yeah, good deal. Glad you called.
Yeah. So I have one question and one comment that you might think is crazy. But do you, how much of this of the, because what Nate was saying before about the Cowboys not being gap sound, how much is that on Dan Quinn to get the guys to buy in? Because conventional wisdom is that you can't have a safety play a linebacker, and that's not working, and Jesse has pointed that out. So how much of it is on Dan Quinn? Should I wait for your answer, or should I ask my crazy question after?
No, that's great there. That's a great question. I have always thought for the last 10 years we had to go overboard in finding guys that would concentrate on the run. It is hard for guys to maintain their concentration when this team is built off speed and off having a lead and just rushing the passer. So what Jesse was trying to say, you know, about last week is you got to put that eighth guy in the box. And you got to make a concerted effort that you got to take away the run. So I blame it a lot on players because Quinn, I don't care what he designed, if you don't at least try, I mean, 266 yards, that's crazy. 150, 160 maybe, but them extra 100 yards, that was crazy, man. They ran in and everywhere they wanted to run. They just said in Buffalo they had to get a manufactured traffic jam just to stop this kid Cooks running down the road.
And Costas,
just as weird as Costas.
What's your crazy question?
All right. So we know that the Bears love linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
They have the number one overall pick. I'm not saying we would pick a quarterback, but what if we sent Mr. Parsons and his pass rushing ability there for the number one overall pick and more, sort of like, you know, what we did back in the day to build the team. Now, I know most people think I'm insane, but you can pick that receiver right there. And then, you know, you could pay CD, pay Dak, and then you have Mr. Podcast somewhere else. He's great. I like him. I'm just saying.
Mr. Podcast. Before we answer that, give us your score, because I have a feeling Chris is just going to hang up in your face after that question.
He almost got hung up already.
I know it's crazy, but I don't want to say I'm a Cowboys fan. We can't stop the run. I don't think we're going to do it. I can't.
Okay, give us your score.
What's your score?
I want to be wrong. 30 to 27 Dolphins.
30 to 27 Miami.
This here is unheard of.
Thank you, Costas.
This unheard of, Jess. People actually picking. Miami. We had two go. This is unheard
two,
of.
Two Cowboys by yeah. one. One Cowboys 17-14 and two for Miami.
Those two Cowboys by one really want to say Miami. But,
yep.
But
they respected Dave.
Yeah.
You okay? You safe? I mean, you're safe.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Jesse never wears hats.
Has a hat on. Oh, you've been waiting on that.
It's a good-looking hat, too.
I put the hat on this morning. I did a show from the house this morning. And I had this hat on. I was just like, I'll just keep it on.
Okay. Just want to point out that you never wear hats. At least that's what you told me. It's about the fourth time that you've worn one after you told me you never wear a hat. Just saying. How are you? Good?
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to explain.
Dallas Tollway people, they bad timing. They set up to fill potholes on the tollway. in the middle of the day. So they shut down two lanes and funneled everybody into one lane about 10 miles from the mall.
If they do that on the tollway, if they ever merge lanes on the tollway, it's disaster.
I was like, why would y'all like stop traffic to fill potholes in the middle of the day?
Do it at night. Yeah. They usually do it at night. That's wild.
Some senator or governor, you know, got disrupted when he was on the phone. And, she got disrupted.
Come fix this right now.
Come fix this now. I was talking to my mother. And
so what do you think about that crazy, crazy question Costas had?
Yeah, we're not even thinking about that.
We're not thinking about that.
Yeah,
Chris.
I'm not even.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's a stupid. That's, he said it was a crazy question. Yeah,
he said it was crazy. That's why I didn't say nothing. He said it was going to be crazy. And that's why I got the good one out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't wasting our time with that.
All right. Chris, we got another call?
Yes, we have Stefan from Rancho Cucamonga,
California.
What's up, Stefan?
Hey, happy holiday, guys.
You too, man.
All right. I enjoyed the podcast. I also know Nick Eatman has a podcast.
Does he?
Storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a theme going on with favorite football movies. And a lot of callers are calling in, but there's one movie that no one has mentioned. It was called The Paper Lion with Alan Arkin. It was a story based on their rookie quarterback or backup quarterback, but it's hilarious. And I don't know if any of you gentlemen are familiar with that movie. If not, I would recommend it that you guys view it.
Wait a minute. So you must have not gotten on Nick's show, and you had
right.
that on. Yeah, yeah, I got gotcha. You. That's been on your. That's been on your chest. That's been on you. That's been on.
So he called our show to tell.
That's been on your chest all day, and he was like, "I'm getting this. I'm getting this take off. This is going to happen
right.
today." So I'm going to call. You called our show. You called Hanging with the Boys to give a Nick.
I know who I'm talking to. I want to especially say that. I
love it.
I listen to all of the podcasts.
But that one, you had to get that off your chest today. I'm not mad at you.
I had to.
I got you, brother. Okay.
I like how you sniffed that out.
Yeah. I was like,
wait. I was just going to let it slide.
No. That was on his chest all morning. He was getting that off his chest today. I appreciate you holding on and waiting to get on our show.
We'll relay that to Nick.
Yeah.
By the way,
please, I would hope that you guys would mention that. It's called the paper.
Tell Nick to come down.
I was going to say it's Friday and we got an extra chair and Nick hadn't been by. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's funny. That's good.
By George Clinton. I just looked it up. Yeah.
Anyways, getting back to the season,
Now you want another question for our show. Now we just want your score prediction. Now that's all we want from you now, Stefan.
You kicking him off?
Yeah, 100%. We're kicking Stefan off. We just want your score
Jesse's
and prediction.
Jesse's kicking you off, sir, not us.
Okay, I think it's going to go into overtime.
You saved the question for us. For
call,
girls, call the next show after us. Call Players Lounge after us.
Nate'll be on there.
Yeah.
I have
to. What's your score prediction?
I think it'll end in overtime, 24-24, with the Cowboys winning it in overtime to make it a final score of 27-24, Dallas.
27-24. OT. Dallas. Appreciate the call.
Put OT.
OT, okay. Yeah. By the way, go ahead and plug your next show, Nate, you defector. Plug your show.
I'm sorry, I sells out for money.
Y'all do things. You do things, for money.
I don't do. You do things for money. I just do shows. For
who
money.
Who you on the show with?
Heckma Harrison, and that's all I know. Chris would know better than me.
Chris is the one
that asked me to do it.
That's him.
So is it the Players Lounge?
It's the Players Lounge.
It's the Player Lounge.
The Player Lounge.
It is Heckma the Player.
It's you and Heckma. That's it.
Yeah, I should sit. Want me to sit in with you guys?
Yeah.
You want me to sit in with you guys?
We need players.
Oh, never mind.
Players.
We don't need Rudolph.
Stop. We need you to be a player.
That's what Washington is, a player.
Well, I got a funny clip to show you after this. It's good. You'll
appreciate
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray and Thomas Hearns almost got in a fight on Mike Tyson's podcast.
Recently?
And Mike was egging them on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, let's take a break. Let me show this to Jesse.
Okay.
And then we'll take some more calls and give you our predictions when we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. The fans aren't really feeling it this week, man.
For real.
They're scared. I don't think we've ever had fans call in. Multiple fans think we're going
to get... Oh, look. He was listening. Come on in, Nick.
Come on in,
there
Nick.
He is. Yeah. Come on in. Have a seat, bro.
Have a seat,
we
brother.
Got an extra mic.
Yes.
You just...
How are you? So you we just had something happen on our show. You want to explain what just happened? Because you sniffed it out.
Yeah.
And you didn't let it slide.
No, I didn't let it slide. And we hung up on them.
Stefan and Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay. So, this morning... Mm-hmm. On your show, mm-hmm. there was the greatest football movie that was a conversation.
Right.
Been all week.
All week. Okay. And I guess you were taking callers. Y'all were going through. And so Stefan, I assumed that he was trying to get in.
Yeah.
Didn't make it in.
Right.
Oh, man.
And this has been sitting on his chest for a while.
So he called our show to comment on your
show.
He's like,
Nick had a segment on his show about, and I just want to tell you the greatest football, what was it, something?
Paper Lion.
Paper Lion.
Yeah.
That's so funny because... I got a text just yesterday, about this, and I'm like, I don't know anything about the Paper Lion. Yeah. Alex Karras, though.
Yeah, so Stefan was like, so he asked that question, like got that off his chest, and then he thought he was going to come back and ask like another question. I said, no. You're done.
No.
Like, you're,
give you called into our show to answer Nick's question, so you don't get a question on
but
our show.
But since I'm here, yeah, he wanted to just...
He did, but you weren't here.
He's just right. He's like, since I'm on the phone...
No, he was like, I'm getting this. Someone's going to answer my phone call today. At DallasCowboy.com, and I'm going to get this off my chest.
No, he wanted to bag. He said, you're right, Jesse. I want this off my chest.
So I said, brother, whatever question you have for Hanging with the Boys, you have to find another show to ask that question.
All right. And by the way, I'll pull the curtain back a little bit. I told Shannon before he got on the air that it was, I don't know, it was a little suspect.
He thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake at first.
Oh.
Yeah.
He wasn't fake. I can't just like.
Oh, I had this.
You got to start answering more calls. You got to be a little bit more quicker.
A little more fan friendly.
Well, he's fan-friendly. That's the problem. That's why he can't get a bunch of calls.
70 degrees today, and I was like, I'm not – I didn't buy this last year on sale for $15 to not wear it this year.
So you forced
70 degrees, and I'm sweating cheeks off. You want
to go to
Buffalo?
You should have gone. No, it was not even that cold in Buffalo. It is this week. Did you see some of that?
Yeah. So question for you. Uh-huh. This is the first time we've ever taken calls and scores – and half the fans are picking the other team. Usually this is a very positive Cowboys supportive show. How do you feel about the game? Have you already given your prediction on your
not
show?
Not yet. I was actually in the middle of typing. I'm like, gut feeling.
So how do you feel about it? Because we've been going – they didn't even let me get to Wednesday this week before they had me out on the ledge. They usually wait till Wednesday or Thursday before they get me out on the ledge.
Tyron and Zach aren't helping the situation.
No.
I love how Mike comes on 105.3 The Fan on the Sean and RJ show, and he says, oh, well, maybe a little bit more Tyron than – maybe more Zach than Tyron. Then Jerry comes back and is like, yeah, both of those guys probably won't play. I just like there's always this – like, are they not talking to one another?
No,
like,
I don't think so. Like, no.
What happened to the morning staff meetings? Are those meetings no longer – like, right, doesn't Jim Mauer come in? Is everyone sitting at the round table? And there's the discussion about, all right, guys, here – because Mike comes out and tries to be very vague, and then Jerry comes out and be like, yeah, I don't think they're going to play.
But see, you got to understand, they still had a staff meeting, but sometimes you'll get – what? Oh, we can close the deal if we just offer extra meal? Yes, get the – okay, now what was y'all saying?
You missed that part.
You missed that part. So much for the competitive, the competitive
balance.
That's
the thing Mike's thinking, like, all right, maybe the Dolphins will not know how to go up again. They're going to study
Tyler Bass or Udoga, whoever.
I tell you what.
TJ Bass, Tyler Bass. Who's Tyler Bass?
Christian Wilkins just put a new dance in his repertoire. No, he coming.
Bass
a dog.
I like Bass.
Bass a dog, bro. But, I tried to tell him.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a dog now.
Udoga.
He got close to a dog in his name, but that about it.
So how do you feel about the game? Not good?
I'm gonna stay with it. I like the way that this team bounces back. I know it's going to be tough, but I just feel like it's going to be one of those games where the Cowboys are in control. They can't put them away because the Dolphins just keep scoring. And it's not going to be like a blowout, but I think the Cowboys are going to win the game. I think they're going to be in control. They're going to win it. I think this is a big, big statement game for them.
Think it's going to be a high scoring or low scoring?
Yeah, I'll be home at 2 a.m. Yeah. Yeah, it's going
to
be.
It's a lot to write about.
Yeah, no, just it's going to take a while. A lot of touchdowns. We got to go to break, kick off, all this good stuff.
A lot of passing, a lot of clock stoppage, things like that.
When are you coming home? I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Y'all will be on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, we'll be back Christmas Day.
You might see Santa on the plane.
I could. On the plane?
Don't run the man over.
Out the window.
Trying to get back. Don't tell the pilot. Don't run the man over. Yeah. Trying to get
don't
back.
Don't hit Santa in the air.
Check out for Rudolph.
But and if you do see it, he going to be leading it.
True. He might going to be there.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for Christmas?
Going to Miami.
Yeah.
And then.
Late night.
Yeah, no, we'll see. I don't know, just come back, and then, of course,
family thing.
Kids, I mean, it's going to just throw up presents in our living room. We're ready.
What about you?
Ready.
We're ready. Counting. We had to count last night, make sure all the kids are the same.
The same amount.
Or not the same, but we're got to be in the neighborhood, you know what I mean?
Or and one then, gets mad because the other one's got more.
Yeah.
I was the only child, so I didn't have to deal with
it. You didn't deal with all that?
No.
It was not mine. I'll be doing the same thing Nick is doing outside of traveling, covering the game.
Oh, yeah.
Getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
What did I walk into? Is this all Dolphins going to win?
You want to take some more calls?
We're taking some more calls, man. Listen up, baby. Storyline, baby.
We haven't given our predictions yet. I have a feeling that Jesse and Kurt are going to lean towards the Dolphins. I have a feeling Nate's going to pick the Cowboys by half a point, and then I'm still –
where is Kurt? I mean, what's he doing?
Family stuff.
Mrs. Ernst?
He's a journey. He's a journey.
Yeah, let's take a couple of calls while Nick's here.
Yeah.
Who we got, Chris?
This is now Hanging with the Boys storyline, and it's Rio in Wisconsin.
Rio, Wisconsin. What's up? We got Jay Ferg.
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going today?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, Nicky, man, love your show
as well.
Thank
you.
Pleasure to have you.
I've never had a call from you. You need a call.
Yep.
So we can do that. Here we go.
There we go. So I just want to get on and change the tune about all this. I don't like all the negativity about the Cowboys right now. I understand it's going to be a difficult game to overcome. But I feel like last week we got punched in the mouth. We didn't want it as much as the Bills did. They had more attitude than us. This week, I think we're going to flip that around. We're going to bring the fight to the Dolphins, go down to Miami. Going to be high scoring, but I think we're going to beat them about 34, maybe 31 in a high scoring game.
34-31, Dallas. All right. Thank you, Rio. Thanks for the call.
One more thing.
Yeah.
A wise man once told me, you just got to be a fat man and eat holes. Shout out Unfiltered Jesse Holly. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. What just happened?
It was a line that I used on Unfiltered. It was about, you know, fat man eating holes like back in the day. I don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
No, because fat, like,
I don't know. Can you just say the last word of that sentence again?
Holes.
Okay. H-O.
Well, I don't know what
was holes.
L-E-S. Okay.
Holes.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I was just saying.
Beam, don't act like you didn't just do a drop that says for Brad Sham, right?
Jeez. No.
What was the drop you just played?
Ho.
This one?
Ho.
What is happening?
Well, it always happens on our show.
And he comes down and jump right in on it. You know what I'm
saying? I miss it.
No, you did. I missed it, and you brought it right back home.
No, I miss the banter sometimes. Yeah. You know, I do it some with the fans, but yeah.
Right.
I had guests on all week. Did you? Woodson, had my son.
In studio?
Yeah, yes. Josh, bruh.
Has Nate been on there yet?
Yeah.
He has been on
there.
Oh,
he finally
snuck Josh on his show. Josh Rodriguez.
We were didn't you?
Yeah.
No, he fell in on our show.
Oh, okay.
He was invited to his show.
No, I don't think Jesse's going to get up that
he can't even make it to our show.
Okay. Oh,
no. Yeah. It's 1 o'clock.
Come on, don't do it, Blake. Don't do it, Blake.
Just to make up for it.
He saw you right
there. Right now. We'll curve that when I need him.
Hey, man, we 142, bro. We better go to get these things
in. Oh, yeah, you were late? You were like...
Yeah, tollway was shut down.
Oh, like a Talking they're Cowboys working, late? Or
they're working on the tollway in the middle of the
1,000%.
Okay. Yeah. So he was
talking. This dude was sympathizing with Jesse and just sold him down the river.
Who?
It'd be your own
Rudolph.
People. It'd be your own people, man.
Yeah.
Your own people.
Don't believe me.
One more call so I get this person.
One more call. One more call.
Sean and PA.
Oh, what's up, Sean?
Sean Lee.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, you know, I'm just disappointed in these Cowboy fans that call in there and predict that Miami going to beat us when you a Dallas Cowboy fan, you sure to Mac be picking your boys no matter what, win, lose, or draw. We going to win this game. We going to go out there and win it. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. 31-24, Dallas Cowboys. Let's go, boys. Y'all have a happy and safe holiday.
So, you, Sean, you pick Cowboys every week? Like, no matter what?
Jess, you got to go with the boys.
No, that's not what I asked you, Sean. Sean, that's not what I asked you. You pick the Cowboys every week, no matter what?
Every.
Uh-oh, I got a likeness out there, man. No matter what, but he cut himself off. Huh?
No matter what.
No okay, matter cool.
what?
Boy, that's some delusional stuff right there. This is,
don't do that. We're not delusional,
bro. This is
it's a way to win.
This is what keeps Jerry's pockets fat right here.
Thank you for
this
the call.
Is the delusion that keeps the pockets fat. This is the delusion that keeps the Joneses pockets fat.
And we're going to keep them fat. Let's go.
And at the same time,
fat man eat holes.
You got to ride or die with your boys. Ain't no way in hell you going to tell me you're not going to ride or die with the boys.
Nah, I'm not riding or die with my boys. I'm going to say, hey, my guy, we probably shouldn't get into that fight. That's what I would tell my boys. I would tell my boys, hey, not a fight we should actually get into. That's what I would say to my boys. I'm not riding or dying with my boys. I'm just not. I'm just going to be realistic with you guys.
Jesse, like,
and my boys know that. They go, hey, you know what? This is not a battle for Jesse. He's not going to go. So, yeah.
Thanks for the call,
Jesse
Sean.
Jesse said come Tuesday morning, he'll still have his hamstrings. Because he's whooping a blast out of there.
Nate, how many you got him winning by?
Oh, man, whatever it takes. I'm telling you, this went road games, people are so distorted. You just win the game. If it's by one, if it's by half a point, just win the game, man, with no penalties. Sam, Williams, Curse, come on, fellas. Just don't do nothing wrong.
Half a point or a point?
Half.
Sweet. Was this bad beats? What is this?
Half a point. All right. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a better one. We're going to beat them 5-3.
Nobody.
I tell you what. I really thought doing pod picks was going to be a cool thing on our site. And nobody has effed it up more than Nate.
Nobody.
I mean, every week.
He might actually win this week. Who are you picking before I even ask the question? Who's your pod pick?
Oh, Jason. Jay Ferg.
Yeah.
Jay Ferg.
That's actually most receptions in the game.
Yeah,
so you
Jay
Ferg.
Well, we should kill them
week.
Linebackers. Jason said the linebackers average. We should kill them.
Now, he's going to have 8 catches for 37 yards or something like that?
No, he's going to have 8 catches and 120 yards.
He said
yards.
Ferguson, not Jay Jason Ferg. Whitney. I'm sorry.
11 yards a pop.
I'm sorry.
His whole career.
I'm sorry.
Chris, yep. who
11 yards, catch it, fall on the ground.
What's your score in your pod pick?
Oh, again.
Score is going to be like, let's go, 45-40.
Yep. Ooh.
Yet to be seen.
It says it'll be high scoring, so why not? Let's
Chris.
Go, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
And then we'll go Lamb.
Lamb? All right.
Have to go off.
Who's Jazz got?
Jazz, who you got? 33-28.
Come on, Utah.
Ferguson's is the
yes. Fergie Ferg.
All right, Nick.
Ferg going to the Hall of Fame.
What you got?
I haven't done any picks yet at all. I wasn't on the radio this morning to do any of this
really?
Stuff.
So we got an exclusive here, huh?
I'm going to say 38-28.
38-28.
Who yeah. you got?
Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to win in this game. I really don't know.
Is that what
time.
Your story says? Like, that's the paragraph you got on your computer right now?
It hasn't gotten to that point yet, but it will now. It was 38-28. It's out there now.
Now he's like, delete.
Who's your pod pick?
Ferguson. Ferg.
He's going to have a big game.
Him and Tony Pollard. That's on him. Tony Pollard involved, we've been
I think
in
it's going to be. I think the way that they play this defense, kind of the Fangio, I think it's going to be check down Charlie for a little while, but Ferguson. But the difference is, and you guys are, I guess, hating on Witten, but.
No, we're not.
No, it's really more Schultz for me, like, as far as. A guy that can just turn up the field and really go make plays. I think that's what makes this offense better because Ferguson's got that ability. I think he's not a poor man's Kelsey, but he's
poor man's Kittle.
Kelsey likes him. Kelsey said that.
Didn't Kelsey say that?
He said
one
that
guy,
Jay Ferg. He was like, "This is one of the upcoming guys." You
really?
Should
yeah,
look out for.
He yeah. did. Yeah, and yeah. tight end. You.
He's got, I think he's got more dog in him than Kelsey.
Mm-mm.
I think so.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
Kelsey.
Attitude.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Attitude.
Uh-uh.
Kelsey, I mean,
don't
Kelsey
do that, bro.
Look,
don't
he's
do
like
that.
The leader of the. Of,
don't
I mean,
do that, man.
A pound. I mean, like, he's.
Yeah, but I.
Don't
I
do
mean,
that.
I don't see him getting in folks' faces. I've seen Ferguson getting folks' faces three or four
it's
times.
A difference between, it's a difference between getting in folks' faces.
Brother.
Yeah.
I think so. I would say
it's like dog. It would be like Kelsey, Kittle. Then you can put
really,
Ferguson somewhere.
I'd put Kittle. Kittle Dink Kelsey.
Schoonmaker in.
Just where? From attitude.
Where?
You oh. said, put
him
said a schooner, what, a ship? What are you talking about, a boat?
What are you talking about?
All right, yeah. Jesse. Wait, let me get mine.
He'll get
no,
there.
You go ahead. I'll get mine last.
Yeah, I'm opposite of what y'all saw. I look at styles make fights, and I think this is one of those styles that will give the Cowboys trouble, whether it's via air, whether it's via run. A lot of what they do pre-snap, man, is the eye candy. And the Cowboys sometimes, they do these multiple motions, and that bothers the Cowboys. It does. They have not been a team that's been able to handle that. This will be the – I don't know what the record is, but I know they don't lose two games in a row. I think they lose two games in a row here on the road to Miami. And it's not going to be relatively close. I got Miami 30, Cowboys 20.
30-20, who's your pod pick? Most receptions?
Fergie, the pod.
No. I could pick any team.
Yeah.
Waddle.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to go 43-40 Miami, and I'm taking Waddle as well.
No, you try to sneak that in there.
Already had it written down.
You said Waddle?
Yep.
Who would Kurt take?
Kurt has 28-17 Miami, and he took Ferguson.
He said he ain't going with his heart.
So we've got 1-2-3 taking Miami, 1-2-3-4 taking the Cowboys.
Wow, man. This thing, he is ugly, man.
That's about what we had on our calls, too.
Yeah.
It's about split. So,
man.
Well, fellas, Good. Nick, it's always good always when you stop. Oh, I just need to text you when we're a man down. Yeah. Just tell you to come on down.
Oh, you stayed.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with you.
He did?
He texted me.
I need to
stay. Oh, yeah, I'm bringing him down. I'm like, when Jesse had to shoo away this other guy,
and I was like, come on down. Either somebody got hurt or something happened, or y'all were just in the middle of talking about some craziness.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
All the above. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Yes.
Good seeing y'all. We'll be back on Tuesday. Happy Hanukkah. Be back
happy
on
Kwanzaa, too.
No show on Monday.
Say Happy Kwanzaa.
I just noticed what was on your shirt, man. Now you got Santa riding a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, I'm going home and changing after this. Don't worry. Yeah. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. What's my man's name?
Josh, you showed up on everybody's show.
I did not know Josh was Hispanic until he was on our show. Yeah. I thought he was white.
Really?
I did.
Rodriguez didn't.
I didn't know his last name was Rodriguez. We always called him Josh. Yeah. I didn't know his last name.
Josh, thanks for keeping us up on the social
channels. He's been on almost all the shows now.
Yeah.
He's making the rounds.
Was ours the first?
No. He does Friday
he
with
us. Talking Cowboys in the mornings on Fridays.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's
thanks
on that
for watching.
One. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Me too. Yeah.
Tuesday, right, Chris?
Yes, Tuesday.
Same time,
yeah,
same
Monday's
place.
Christmas.
Have a good holiday. We will see y'all on Victory
Christmas,
Tuesday
man.
For
me.
We can't lose this game, man. We got to take this loss.
How do you say Victory Tuesday when you pick to lose?
We can't lose this game, bro.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Can't lose.
Wow.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!